squad. Let's turn to John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. I want to read the first 9 verses. And I had preached this before, but I just couldn't get anything else to preach. And I just felt to preach it again. And I just couldn't get away from it. So maybe somebody that missed it or didn't get it. But I really like these verses. Let's read from verse 1 of John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for the witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh on into the world. This may be seated, praise God. I want again this morning, if I can, to take for the text the greatest of all Bible men. Amen. And you know that many times the enemy condemns us, and many times we do fall short, and many times we do something we shouldn't do, and we know it. And we do feel so condemned, and we pray, but the devil keeps on us even after we pray. And sometimes it's hard to get back up to where you were, but then when you look to this man Jesus, this man Jesus is the man we have to look to, because he's the only man that is born of a woman what knew no sin. He is our righteousness. Through his blood we are clean, we are pure, we are sanctified. The imputation of his righteousness is ours, it is upon us. Therefore, the Bible says there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus because of this righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even God's prophet, Brother Brown, in the 20th century said, you may fall short, you may fall, but the blood lays there for you.
Yes, amen.
And you, as a child of God, have access,
yes,
by the same Spirit,
yes,
through the Father,
yes,
to the fountain of blood,
amen,
which cleanses,
yes,
from all sin and all unrighteousness.
Amen.
This is the greatest of all Bible men. There was one man born without sin, and there was another man that had no sin, but he wasn't born. The man that had no sin, but never was born, was Adam. God made him. He wasn't born. He had no sin until such time came when he took the woman, and he did it willingly, being a type of Christ.
And the days of his flesh, Christ continually asserted his own superiority. Jesus said, agreeing that Solomon is here, Jesus said, before Moses was, or Abraham was, sorry, I am. Jesus made those statements. They said, no man can forget sins but God. And he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Stand up and behold.
Amen.
Jesus asserted himself.
Yes.
He knew who he was.
Amen.
The devil didn't really know who Jesus was. Because the word of God, Jesus never made a wrong turn. Jesus never went a wrong road. Jesus knew who he was, where he was, where he was going, what he was sent for, what he was sent to do. And he's still the same this morning. He knows where he is, who he is, what he's sent for, and what he's sent to do. He knows you. He knew you before you were born. Your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the Word. He predestined to save you, to heal you, that you would be here. There's attributes in him for all them things. And he loves you this morning. He doesn't love you because you've got a promise to be good. He doesn't love you because of how you dress or because of how you look. He just loves you.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was listening this week, a wonderful testimony by Brother Cox. And he told about how he writes. I'm just going to tell you his words. I hope it's all right. He said she was an ugly woman. He said she'd straggly hair, one tooth in her head, a ragged dress. He said, Honey Wright was an ugly woman with one tooth, with straggly hair, but he said she said the right thing. She said the right thing. The right thing was, I believe it. It's nothing but the truth. And God, through his prophet, said, give her what she wants. Anything. And she said the salvation of her two boys. And that brother says, they searched for them two boys, but they couldn't find them. Do you know why? Because their name wasn't right. Their name wasn't right. You see, because their father died when they were young, and they had his name. And when Brother Branham called Hattie Wright, he knew her from a young girl, and he called her by her maiden name, not her married name. So when the smart Alex tried to get something to prove the prophet wrong, they said, we couldn't find them two names. You see how the devil works? But you see how God hides things in simplicity from the eyes of the wise and the prudent. You can't learn these things. You can't learn Jesus. You have to know by experience. Glory to God.
Amen.
I'll tell you, the madman of the Garden Range never learned Jesus. He never said, I'll do this. He was as a snake. I appreciate Jacob, but this is greater than Jacob.
Amen.
Well, he's proclaimed he's greater than Jacob. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, whom ye say that he is your God, yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall make myself a liar unto you, but I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my death. But the man's dead. But he rejoiced to see my death. Because before Abraham was, Jesus is. You see, some people don't preach, but I'm going to preach to you just now. Jesus pre-existed before he was here as a man. He pre-existed. The Bible says he was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. It says he is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He's the God. He's not the brother of the devil. He made the devil.
Amen.
He's superior to the devil.
Amen.
The devil's like a fly over his tongue.
Yes. Amen.
He's nothing to Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Bible says the heavens of heavens can't contain him.
Yes. Amen.
The clouds above the dust of his feet. Glory to God.
Amen.
He can come how he wants, you know.
Yes.
He appeared to Job with the whirlwind. Pointing to the word. Then God sends a prophet in the 20th century. What for? To bring us back onto the truth. restored it, it's something different.
Oh no. If you restore a vehicle or anything, you have to make it identical to what it first was.
You can't even use a different part, or else it won't be right.
And if you were being judged on the original, you would lose out. If the mudguard was of a different type or so forth, it'd have to be original. And God brought us back to the original Word.
Amen.
To the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. To the true foundation. For there's only one foundation.
Right.
You remember that the devil's foundation is useless. It's the bottomless pit.
Amen.
That means he's got no foundation.
Amen.
You have a foundation.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. The Jews boasted that Abraham was the head and founder of their race. Christ is the head of the church. Abraham might be the head and founder of the race, of the Jewish race, but Christ is the head of the church. What did he do? He gave himself for the church. Glory to God. He was greater than the temple in his magnificent glory. And now you could look at the temple that Solomon built and you could see the glory of that temple. It was glorious, all right. You study the temple, you will see the glory. Glory to God. The temple in the center of expression was the center of their worship. The expression. They met in the temple. It was a place for they went to. Now two or three are gathered together in God's chosen place of worship. Where is God's chosen place of worship? Where he put his name. Where did he put his name? He put his name in his Son, Jesus Christ. And where two or three are gathered together in my name. Glory to God. I'm in the midst of them. So when you gather to worship, you're gathering around him in his name. That's why no other name will do. That's why he told them on the Mount of Transfiguration, we'll build three tabernacles here. And the voice overruled and said, no, no. Oh, no. This here message didn't come to build the denomination. This message came so that you could worship Jesus. So that you could hear Jesus. So that you could worship him, the one true God.
Yes. Amen.
Not to build some creed.
Right.
Not to build some holy hall of a denomination.
Right.
This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him.
Right. Amen.
You notice when they were up there transfigured before them, the Bible says their garments shone.
Yes.
Moses and Elijah appeared. Jesus had a transfiguration before them. Glory to God. I'll tell you, every time he comes, something happens.
Yes, right.
Something wonderful takes place.
There's
power in this name like no other name. He was greater than Solomon in the excellence of his wisdom. Israel's illustrious king was the richest and wisest of all kings, but both his wealth and wisdom were derived from him who was made unto us wisdom. Jesus has made unto us wisdom and righteousness. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear or the spirit of bondage, but he's given this man's greater. He was greater than Jonah. who gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. But Christ provided for us living water. John 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said,
yes,
out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water."
Amen.
But they speak here of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. And we know the Holy Spirit wasn't yet given then, because he wasn't crucified. But today it's given. Today the Holy Spirit's poured out. Jesus is crucified. He's raised from the dead. The day of Pentecost has happened. The Holy Spirit's been poured out. You can receive a drink of the living water.
Amen.
And when you receive a drink of the living water, you will thirst no more.
Amen.
It'll be in you, quickening you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my, the quickens, it's going to do something, isn't it?
Amen.
See if you can start me one of those old diesel engines and not know about it. You know those big ones, they have a wee small engine. They start it, and the wee small engine has to be started to give the power to start the big engine. Because the big engine's so big and powerful. Amen? And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, it'll start you up. Glory to God, he said it. When the devil condemns you, point him to Jesus.
Amen.
Point him to Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In human form, he was the same as other Bible men, but unique in character. All of the men of the Bible, with a soul expressed about him, we had said it at the start. He was made. God made him. You think of that this morning, wasn't it wonderful? Wasn't Adam something? We're to go back to that. That's what this is all about. We're to go back to what Adam originally was. You think when God made Adam from the dust and he breathed into him, Adam had no sin, no mistakes, no defects. What every man was meant to look like, what every man was meant to be, that was Adam. God made him. You think of this now, you just looking for boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, Adam didn't have here and here and yonder, yonder, here and there. God made Eve and gave her to him. Now we know Eve was in him because he took from Adam Eve when he caused the sleep to come on him, the Genesis tells us. And God gave Eve to Adam. Said she's bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. She had no choice. But she was the best thing God could give him. And then Brother Branham's prophet say, the best thing out of salvation for any man outside of salvation is a good wife. Didn't he say that? I believe that. But you know the water one, a bad one is? Water in the blood. The Bible says that as well. A bad one's water in the blood, but a good one's good. But I'm just telling you, Adam, God came out of me. That was the best he could get. How we see Christ tonight. Even when Eve listened to the serpent, even when Eve fell in sin, Adam still took her because he loved her. Christ loved the church. And he gave himself for the church. Praise God. Amen. Look at Psalms 51 verse 5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and sin did my mother conceive me. After the fall in the Garden of Eden, and all of us know well what happened. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But Christ was born sinless. Psalms 51 verse 5, behold, I am shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me, born a sinner. A sinner by nature, a sinner by birth. That's why every single man and every single woman, if they remain the way they are, can never enter the kingdom of God, because they're sinners. But this man, Jesus, was born without sin. And we must be born again of his Spirit.
Yes.
We must be recreated and been proven they couldn't do it. But Jesus could do it. Jesus could do it. I want you to get that phrase. Jesus could do it. Jesus could do it. Jesus could do it. Jesus did do it. He fulfilled the law. He was the morning sacrifice. He was the evening sacrifice. He was greater than Solomon. He was greater than Jacob. He was greater than Moses. He was greater than all the prophets. There's no man like this man, Jesus. And he's given us a name that's above every name.
Yes,
the name of Jesus Christ. Power in the name. Power in the name. Look at Hebrews 4:15. This is why he's so great. Now, I feel I could preach all day, but I'm not going to. Don't worry. I'm going to finish in 5 minutes. But I could, you know. I could preach for a couple of hours this morning. Boy, you wouldn't have said that if you'd have saw me on Friday. I wasn't feeling too good at all. And the devil said, there you are. You preached 2 meetings on the healing. Look the way you're feeling now. So I thought this morning, well, I better just talk about Jesus.
Amen.
And give him one of them right hooks.
Yes, amen.
See, I don't have to defend myself to the devil. Jesus done it for me.
That's right.
Amen. I don't work on it to have it. I have it because he paid for it. Of my own ability, but in my weakness, he's made strong. Glory to God. And when I'm in my worst condition, I'm more than a match for the devil, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Do you feel like that? Well, if you don't, you are like anyhow. That's the word of God.
Amen.
For we have none in high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Amen.
Glory to God. All but you did. All but here. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Not what you did. Look at Jesus. Without sin. He was separate from sinners in that he was without inherited sin. He never had no inherited sin. We inherited sin from our forefathers. We inherited sin right from the Garden of Eden. We were inheritors of sin. But Jesus was the blood of God. He inherited God's righteousness. He inherited his Father's power, his Father's glory, his Father's ability. He inherited all that from his Father, just like we inherited. And he is the express image of the Father. And he is the righteousness of God manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
Because of Jesus said he's not dead, he sleepeth. That's the words of Jesus. Him that's born of God cannot die. It's only asleep. The flesh is in the grave, but you're sleeping. But there's going to be an awakening. There's going to be a resurrection. Because Jesus is the first fruits. There's fruits to follow.
Yes.
And the Lord of glory will come again. Hallelujah. And the graves are open. And the dead in Christ, those that sleep, shall rise. And we which are alive and remain shall be changed in a moment. Look at the clock closing. Isn't the Lord wonderful?
Yes.
Aren't you helped this morning? Aren't you blessed because of this man, Jesus?
Yes.
You know, I can't help to think of this. You think of this. When Brother Branham was in the wee shed, coal shed, for he met the Lord, he said the light appeared in front of him like the cross. He could see it. He had the cross hanging in his car. If he saw somebody he didn't want to see, he looked at the cross. He said because when he looked at the cross, he thought about Jesus. He thought about Jesus and on the mountain. The cross is on the mountain where God met him in white rock. On the mountain, God put it to himself. Cross, the cross is the center. And the last message, Schnur, must preach the same as the first one. Is that, do you believe that? Do you believe that? What he said, I preach what Paul preached, and the multitude said, Brother Branham, we're depending upon that.
Yeah.
And what did Paul preach? Paul said that I might know nothing amongst you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Amen.
For it didn't come on you with a word only, but in the power, in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but unto us that are saved, Brother Ewell, it is the power of God. Because he's conquered hell.
Yes, amen.
He's conquered death.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
He's conquered the grave.
Yes, amen.
He's conquered the devil.
Jesus.
I like it the way Brother Branham says this. He says when Jesus was down into hell, he said the devil hid in the corner. Because he had the three keys. And he says Jesus stepped up to them. And he took the keys at the devil's side and put them on his own side. And he has the keys. And over in the book of Revelations he says, behold, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death, of hell, and the grave.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the greatest of all Bible men.
Amen.
He's the conqueror of hell. He's the conqueror of the devil. He's the conqueror of everything. He's not just Lord of anything. He's Lord of everything. He's Lord of all.
Amen.
And he's coming again. And he loves you this morning. And he's giving you the victory. I want you to take courage this morning.
Amen.
I'm going to have to close. Time's beating me. Just one moment. Because it's all right, two more minutes. I know you can preach on, you're enjoying it, but I want to get home as well. I'd love to stay all day. Some people would love it, but some people wouldn't come back at night. 5 more minutes, I'm really closing. You know, when I got married, Brother John said, when Tommy says, I'm looking at my watch, he said, it means nothing. That's true, brother. And we all do it as preachers, 5 minutes, but they're gone, you're in the next 5. But it's hard to stop when you're talking with the Lord. Look, these genealogies, both Matthew and Luke set forth the genealogies of Christ. The Old Testament opens, look here at 1 Corinthians 15:47. The Old Testament opens with a thought, behold, I make all things new. That's the Old Testament. Behold, I make all things new. And the New Testament begins with a promise, or the Old Testament, behold, I make all things. And the New Testament begins with a promise, behold, I make all things new. See, the Old Testament begins with a thought, behold, I make all things. Then the New Testament begins with
is the Lord from heaven. The Lord from heaven. The first man God made him from the earth. And he fell. And this man come from a higher realm. You know they talk about space man. They talk about these foreign beings. They've made so many films, but Jesus is the Lord from heaven. Amen. It doesn't mean the cloud up here. Amen. This is God's hand. Amen. The Lord from heaven. The songwriter says God searched through all of heaven. He couldn't find one willing to go. And I'm closing with this thought. And I've nowhere near got to preach with this. I'm not worried. You just know what I mean. You enjoyed the word? I hope it's helped me. Imagine a preacher saying that. Church of truth. If Wesley could see him preaching one of his own sermons, there's hope for all of us. Amen. Because it's God's word, you see. But I'm closing with this. We can sing a song that no angel can sing. The Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads as our brother Gary comes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your lovely presence amongst us. We thank you for the word of God, and your word will not return void. Lord, you said one planteth, another soweth, but God giveth the increase. Father, bless your word to our hearts. Bless the people. And I pray, Lord, for this evening to bless Brother John. Bless the people again. Help us to come to the house of God with expectation. Lord, whatever the needs are this morning here in this room, Father, I pray that you'll meet those needs. Answer prayer. Touch bodies. Lord, people that's waiting on a letter or a decision of importance, and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, they'll receive a good report. Lord, I ask it and I speak it now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you.